All right, Paul, thank you very much. We're joined first tonight by Auburn's defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele. And, Coach, we talked earlier in the week. You're number three in scoring defense coming in. Congratulations on the win and a terrific game plan against LSU tonight.
Well, thanks, guys. We're really happy for our players. They have been relentless in their focus, and they really practiced well this week and they were on a mission. And we're starting to grow up. I'm proud for them and proud for the Auburn fans.
Let's start, Coach, with third down. I mean, there's been such an emphasis on those numbers, and you were successful 12 out of 17 times on third down tonight.
Yeah. Well, I think what really skews that is that we had been not very good on first down. And so we were getting a lot of, in the early part of the year, a lot of third and one and twos and some threes. And then we had, in one game, we had four penalties on third down, which gave them the third down. So we got some skewed numbers somewhat, but it is what it is. You are what your numbers say you were, and it was bad. And the guys turned it up, and I think it was, 71% success rate on third down. We affected the quarterback in a major way, got him on the ground, affected some bad throws, and then set up some scores, with interceptions.
When you affected Finley and you're able to rattle him and eventually he goes to the sideline and they bring in another quarterback, what does that do for your sideline? I mean, just it's got to amp up their confidence and they got to feel like they're playing downhill at that point.
Well, every game's different and everybody they bring in is different. We've been in here where they've had a quarterback and bring in a backup and the backup goes on and becomes, special. So you never know, and you got to keep your knife sharp and play just like it's a guy taking a snap. Don't worry about the jersey number. Just be Auburn.
Another night, Coach, where your linebackers, my goodness, they're all over the place. Zacoby McClain had 9 tackles in the first half alone. Papo with 6 more. He was in coverage tonight, too. It's just hard to let a week go by without praising the work those guys are doing in the middle.
Yeah, well, I think there's no doubt about that. I think probably the biggest number in the game other than the score defensively, obviously we improved third down in a major way and we affected the quarterback and got him on the ground in a major way. But the biggest thing of the day was they rushed the ball 27 times for 32 yards. And if you do that, you're going to have a chance to be successful.
And a credit to your guys up front, too, not only in run stopping but also with getting push up the middle and getting pressure. We talked about affecting the quarterback a little bit, but really all across the board, whether it was the run or the pass, your guys up front moved the line of scrimmage today.
Right. We were hats off to Rodney Garner and Al Pogue. They've got a group that they're willing to work and get better. We missed some preparation time, but we're starting to grow into a formidable defensive line. We just got to keep it going. I mean, this is just one game, and it was a great outing, but, we got to keep it going.
What is the emphasis as you go into the bye week, Coach?
It's simple. It's not coach speak. We've got a lot of things we've got to improve, and we can do that. Probably the biggest things is just getting our younger guys because we're going to need them at some point in time. And of course, you saw them in at the end of the game, and they played hard, but we've got to be more effective with those guys.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for the visit. Congrats on this one. War Eagle.
All right. Thank you, War Eagle.
That's Kevin Steele, Auburn's defensive coordinator. Paul, back to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Coach, we could talk a while about all the positives from this game. Let's start with running the ball, able to do it effectively for over 200 yards again tonight against the Tigers.
Well, we thought coming into this week that we could run the football, but we had to mix it up. We had to be able to take some shots down the field, which would open up our run game. And it did. It was a great compliment getting the ball out on the perimeter. I thought early on in the game was a big plus for us.
Coach Malzahn at halftime told us that they were pinching everything toward the inside, and we saw you doing that, not just after halftime, but early on in the game, trying to expose their defense laterally tonight.
Well, we do, take advantage of what they give us, and they were doing a lot of twisting inside, especially kind of toward our back, so we were trying to move our back around. And then once we figured all that out, we were able to get the ball out on the edge, get it to Flash, get it to Eli, and even get it out to JJ as well. So it was good to see the tight ends get involved, especially getting out on the edge. That's something we've been missing. And but I thought overall it was a great well performance for offensively and as well as our entire team.
Keiondre Jones, a redshirt freshman, steps right in at right guard. Tank scores behind him on one of his touchdown runs on the night. And he really did a super job tonight, I thought. And then the entire offensive line, again, paving the way.
Well, I think this is 3 weeks in a row that you've seen that bunch really collectively get better. We've gotten better as an offensive unit over the last 3 weeks, but it really starts with that offensive line, and really proud of the way those guys handled themselves. KJ coming in and taking over for Brandon, which was a tough loss for us, but man, it's next man up mentality, and it was great to see success happening up front.
What does it say about Bo Nix, the way he's responded after that tough South Carolina game these last 2 weeks now?
Well, you know, he's a competitor. I mean, that and you love that. You want that in your quarterback, and I think that watching him respond and coming out of South Carolina and watching see what he's done over the last 2 weeks is just it doesn't surprise me because that's who he is. But the thing that I like about him is he's rallied around his entire team and they've rallied around him as well.
At 21-3 at halftime, or 28-3 after the first score of the third quarter, Coach, do you begin to change the way that you call the game? I mean, I know a lot seems to be open. You seem to be able to go even more downhill once you get a big lead like that.
Well, you try to stick to what was working, and then try to mix it up, see if first downs, getting the clock to move, but really just trying to stay in that aggressive mindset, though. That's what's got to happen, and for us to continue to grow and get better, that we got to be aggressive.
All right, I asked Coach Steele this question. I'll ask you as well. As you head into the bye week, what will be the primary emphasis for your side of the ball?
Well, I think first and foremost, got to get guys healthy. We got a four-week stretch in the month of November and 1st of December. But getting guys healthy, getting their legs back underneath them, getting them fresh, and then going back to just some basic fundamentals and techniques and studying ourselves, doing a lot of self-scout and looking at what worked, what didn't work, and just getting a great plan moving forward.
Better than 7 yards per play, over 500 yards of offense. Coach, thank you very much for the time. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Thank you, guys.
Offensive coordinator Chad Morris. Paul, back to you. Biggest margin of victory for the Tigers over LSU in series history, and head coach Gus Malzahn joins us now. Coach, when you said before the game that this team was motivated, you weren't just whistling Dixie.
No, we were very motivated. Three tough years in a row, losing on the last series of the game against those guys. And so the older guys, I know our staff was extremely motivated, and we put all the pieces together today. You know, we had to get our crap straight a couple weeks ago, and we did. We talked about improving each week, and, you know, we had a really, really quality win against the defending national champs. Now we got a week off to heal up. I mean, that was the sixth SEC straight game in a row. And so our bodies are really talking to us, and we'll be able to heal up a little bit and kind of look at some things we can improve on and kind of build upon some things too. So the bye week couldn't come at a better time.
No question about that. Where to start in this game? Let's start with defense. And you knew that LSU was going to come out and try to run the ball. They did that with Finley at quarterback. They did that with Emery at tailback. And you really stifled their running game.
Yeah, our plan was to stop the run and make the freshman quarterback beat us. And we felt like if we could stop the run, get him in passing situations, we could put some pressure on him and make him uncomfortable. And that's exactly what happened, obviously, with the interception, and then we had the strip sack, and we took it to the house on that, and then the wheels kind of fell off up for him.
Yeah, that's well put, because it looked like after those turnovers, then your defensive line started to be able to get a little more pressure. It looked like the floodgates opened.
Yeah. We stopped the run. We got a lead on them, made them have to throw the football, and that was really the plan. Then, of course, offensively, it was to run the football. Our goal was to rush for 200, and we felt like if we could do that, it would open up the passing game too, and that's exactly what happened.
Success in early downs, and you're able to get off the field 12 times in 17 third down opportunities.
That was the emphasis too. We did better on third down defense today, and then we were really good on third down offense.
Yeah, no question. 8 of 13 on third down offensively. 5 of 6 in the red zone. I mean, these are always important stats, and as they've been emphasized here the last couple of weeks, you continue to perform really well in those areas.
Yeah, and of course it would have been 6 of 6 if we hadn't fumbled the ball out of the back of the end zone. You know, that was a tough deal right there, and I'm real proud of our team because that was a huge momentum play right there. We got the ball down to the 1 or 2, and the ball went out, and they reviewed it. He didn't step out of bounds, gave him the ball back, and then the defense responded. That was right after that we got the interception that he almost took house call, and then we were able to punch it in. And I think more than anything, the red zone success is being able to run the ball in, and that's been a real big emphasis too.
Yeah, another 200-yard rushing game for your team. What does it say about this continued improvement of this offensive line? You can just see them getting better and better, even without Council, Keandre Jones in it right now.
Yeah, it says a lot. You know, Council, losing him was a huge blow, and KJ stepped in, did a good job, and not just rushing for 206 yards, but we didn't give me sacks, and there was a whole lot of stress this week about protection, because that number 8 is a nightmare, and our guys did a really good job, allowed Bo to settle in the pocket. He looked a lot more comfortable in the pocket and was able to deliver the ball, and then Bo took off a couple times too, and you know, when you do that, that makes it really tough on defenses.
Bo faced so much criticism 2 weeks ago. Now 2 of his 3 career 300-yard passing games have come in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in our league, okay? I mean, you know, he had a tough go of it 2 weeks ago. He learned from it, and, you know, I think you'll see him continue to improve. But, you know, he played his best all-around game today. Like I said, rushing for 91 yards and a touchdown, throwing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he didn't turn the ball over. So that's a sign of a very good quarterback.
All right, Coach, take us through the plan now. You mentioned 6 SEC games in 6 weeks. The break comes at a fantastic time. What will your emphasis be as the head coach during the bye week?
Yeah, well, the first thing we're going to do is really just look at ourselves. So we'll take we'll practice tomorrow and watch the film. And Monday, we're just going to look at ourselves. We're going to evaluate, watch every rep, watch our personnel. What are the things we do well? What are the things that we need to improve on, or even personnel? And so that'll be that. And then, of course, Tuesday, you know, we'll start the game plan for the next opponent. We'll practice 3 times next week. It'll be more emphasis on us and a little bit on our next opponent. And then we'll give our guys off Saturday, come back Sunday, and get back in our routine and get ready for the last 4-game stretch.
All right, still several hours to enjoy this one tonight. Coach, congratulations on an emphatic win. War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle.
That's head coach Gus Malzahn. And, Paul, that'll wrap things up from the Auburn locker room.